Hey you guys, it's Jade Hooper, and I'm so thankful that you're here with me today. Before we get started, I wanted to just dive in and shout out Casalina. I hope I'm saying your name right, and she is from Minnesota. Casalina messaged me and just said that, Jade, your mindset makeover challenge has changed my life. I actually dove into this challenge 3 different times in a series of a few weeks, and it has just helped me heal from things that haven't been able to be healed for a long time. I know you're not a counselor and you joke about it all the time, but this has just changed the game for me. Thank you so much for what you're doing, and you're just inspiring me to be the best woman that I can, and I hope that someday when I have kids that I'm a mom like you. Oh my gosh, that's so kind. I'm not perfect, yo, but I'm just willing to learn. I'm just willing to grow. And I think that that's truly just the only thing I can say. So thank you so much, Casalina, for just sharing this, you guys. And just remember, I love to shout you out. I love to hear what your thoughts and feelings. I love to know what you want from me. So please tag me on the social medias, share this, follow me, and I just appreciate you guys so much. So really quick, this is going to be super quick. I want to just talk really quick about little things that you can do kind of through the day to just like help your mindset. And this is going to be a really, really short and sweet. Here's the deal. Okay. I want gratitude. It's all about gratitude. So if you ever are in a moment where you're fearful, you feel stuck, you're frustrated, maybe there's like all these situations happening where you're just in the feels. You are so deep down in your feelings and in your own head that you feel stuck and you want just a quick shift to just like get out of it. The answer to that is gratitude. Seriously. I want you to sit down for a minute, close your eyes, and just try to pretend you're on just a deserted island on the beach, like your favorite little fruity drink in your hand. It can be alcoholic, it can be non-alcoholic. This is your island. And I want you to just imagine, just no one's there, no care in the world. What can you just find gratitude for right now in this moment? The air you breathe, to be alive, to have food in your fridge, even if it's not as much as you want, to have something, because listen, there's people out there that don't have it. So let's identify the gratitude that you can have, okay? Be grateful. Then I want you to go message 3 people and tell them, I'm just proud of you. Thank you, okay? Because when we start to feel afraid, we get selfish. We start to immediately stop looking at other people and figuring out how we can serve, and we start to only look at ourselves and start to be frustrated about why we're not where we want to be or why things are not going the way we want them to. That is about I. So you've got to stop. You've got to open up those gates, force those gates open, and start to look at other people and identify, like, just gratitude and tell people you're proud of them. Have gratitude for the people that are frustrating you. Because you guys, if they're frustrating you in some way, shape, or form, also know that that is like a repercussion of growth and that they're growing. Go tell your spouse you're so grateful for them. Tell them you love them, that you're proud of them for working harder, doing whatever it is that they're doing. Go tell your children. Go tell your best friend. Just thank you so much for being there for me. Like, I know I've been, you know, I've been here. I've been going through a lot of things. I've been growing. You've been here for me. Thank you. Go message your leaders. I'm so proud of you. Thank you. You guys, like, there is nothing more amazing. Like, because here's the deal. At the end of the day, and I'm going to leave you with this. How you feel, especially when you're in business, your team is going to mimic, probably be in the same place that you are. If not, they're going to be in that space right around the corner. And so if you're feeling this way, could you imagine if in that moment when you're feeling in drought of like love and confidence and courage and of abundance, that someone comes to you and just says, I'm proud, like, you're doing a good job. Your responses from them are going to mean everything, and it's going to change this whole moment around. I promise you. And maybe you need to do this 4 times a day. I mean, it doesn't matter. What you're doing is you're retraining your brain to kick out, to hop back on the horse as quickly as possible. And so instead of having this emotional meltdown and being an emotional hot mess and calling everybody and telling them how you're feeling and how you're bothered and all this stuff, just stop, be grateful, be thankful, okay? And go tell people you're grateful for them and that you're proud of them. I promise you it is going to be so fulfilling. You guys, let me know how you love this tip. Tag me on the social medias. I'm so grateful for you. Follow me, The Jade Hooper, on Facebook, at The Jade Hooper on Instagram, Jade Lucian Hooper on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on all the places. And let me know what you guys want to hear. I love you so much. We'll talk to you later.